It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Cheers and welcome back to the show. So glad you could spare a few minutes to spend with us. On the show today, I have the pleasure of having Dr. Michael Critchman with me. He is the Medical Director of Sexual Medicine at Hogue Hospital and the Executive Director of the Southern California Center for Sexual Health and Survivorship Medicine in Newport Beach. He's well-versed in so many topics, and we're delighted to have him on the program for a discussion of your sexual health, so get your questions ready. Welcome, Dr. Critchman.
Thank you. A pleasure to be here.
Now, your work is so varied and so diverse, I hardly know where to start, but maybe we should plunge right into the subject of a guide that you wrote recently called 100 Questions and Answers for the Woman Living with Cancer, a Practical Guide to Female Survivorship. Many women have huge challenges with their sexual life when dealing with breast cancer and chronic medical illness, and yet I'm sure that it's very difficult for so many of these women to talk about it with their doctor.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I think that's an important issue to understand is that, you know, living with cancer as well as all chronic disease has far-reaching effects that go beyond the exam room or the chemotherapy suite. Mm-hmm. And it's important to understand the implications of those in terms of, you know, overall quality of life and some concerns. I mean, I think it's the concept of it's okay to be alive is really falling by the wayside. It's about quality of life, and patients are really demanding it. If you look at the literature, it really supports the fact that about 90% of all breast cancer survivors have some form of intimacy or sexual health concern that is directly related to their cancer therapy.
Sure.
So ignoring these concerns is really ignoring overall reaching issues that the patients are very concerned with. So I think that, you know, Hogue as well as some of the affiliates are very visionary in terms of understanding that living with cancer or survivorship is really the last stage of cancer care, which is really integration of what we have done as providers to keep disease at bay or control disease or cure disease, but has far-reaching effects.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure they're feeling very fragile. And, you know, they're wondering, wow, what's going to harm me? What, you know, but my partner has needs.
Of course. And I think it's also important to understand that what we do as providers to keep disease at bay certainly affects other organ systems. You know, we radiate the breath, but we also should know that the heart is beneath there and mm-hmm. certainly is getting radiation. Or we give a person medication to keep the breast cancer disease from growing, but it causes severe vaginal dryness, which is to the extent that people might be bleeding if they're engaging in intercourse. So the nuances of putting all the pieces together and really about prevention of disease and wellness, no matter what stage you are at, is really what survivorship is all about. And we now know, I mean, the name of my center is Survivorship, you know, Sexual Health and Survivorship Medicine, and it's really about integration. And we know that sexuality is certainly very much influenced by a variety of different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you can give us a definition first of sexual medicine and then of survivor medicine.
Well, sexual medicine really involves, you know, incorporating physiological issues in terms of veins, arteries, nerves, hormones, chronic medical disease, and what I would call psychosexual issues, which we all face all the time, fatigue and stress and financial pressures and privacy issues and the stress of the relationship, and really integration for both the patient and their partner, no matter what phase of the life cycle they are in. So that really incorporates evaluating both partners. It really evaluates looking at the overall general health. I happen to be both a therapist and a gynecologist, so I really have the ability to integrate both the medical and the psychological. In terms of survivorship health and survivorship medicine, that is really an emerging field which really looks at what I would say wellness and prevention. Mm-hmm. Really, wellness is optimizing health given the treatments that we've done, given the stage of your disease, no matter what stage you are at, mm-hmm. and really prevention from disease progression and prevention from recurrence, and also prevention from secondary cancers again.
This is really a godsend for women who previously really had nowhere to turn.
Well, I really think it's very, very important, and I think that you certainly make a very needed point that it is a needed service for women throughout all of the communities, and it's very challenging. But there is, you know, if we can impart one message, that there is help available, that there are people who recognize that quality of life is paramount, and there are services available that certainly can help. So it's important to kind of address those issues as well.
Okay, now for the men out there. Although it's never pleasant to hear that you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, at least it's an exciting age and we can go after it with gusto, with state-of-the-art technology that offers real hope for many patients to defeat the disease and go on to have, you know, is it accurate to say that they can enjoy a relatively normal sexual life while in remission?
Well, it certainly depends. You know, every person is unique and different. You know, sometimes lowered sexual interest is a concern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's very, very important to kind of put it into context. It's not always that it is without ramifications. Sometimes erectile issues can happen. Sometimes libido issues can happen. Sometimes there's the concern of cancer returning. So like women, you know, I think it's important to understand that sexuality is not only the physical or the pathophysiological, the veins, arteries, nerves, and hormones, it's also the psychological as well, how you're adapting to all of the things that are going on.
So you really do treat couples with these issues, and you have services for, I'm not going to include the entire family in this, but really for the couples, or whoever the partner may be.
Yes, and certainly. And certainly, you know, in the counseling aspect, we certainly evaluate men and work with urology and work with primary care. As a gynecologist, I'm a little bit limited, but we certainly work with, we certainly work with other providers to integrate care.
The point is there's no shame in admitting you have a problem in this area, and it's not something that you need to think that you have to brush aside, oh, it's just sex. When you're dealing with something like cancer, you have so much on your mind. You're trying to get well. You feel frail. And then, you know, your partner has needs. I mean, it's a lot.
Of course. I mean, and very often, I think the important thing is that you can access care at a variety of different stages. Not everyone is interested in talking about sexual function right at the get-go, mm-hmm. you know, and to know that these services are available at different stages is also helpful and reassuring. So, you know, it's very important to recognize that putting all the pieces together is quite essential.
How can we make every visit to our physician easier on ourselves and our doctors and their nurses?
Well, I think the issue is that you have to feel empowered, and I really am very much from the belief that healthcare providers and patients partner together in terms of formulating a good healthcare plan that everybody can kind of be in sync with. And I really think that if your words are not being heard or your concerns are not being addressed, maybe it is time that you need to think about bringing other people into your healthcare team. So active participation on part of the patient is really encouraged. And, you know, the cookbook medicine, individualized care is paramount. Not one recipe works for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So individualized care is very, very important.
We've been talking today with Dr. Michael Critchman, who's been very, very gracious with his time and his expertise today. I know you have 3 minutes to go have lunch and take a shower, so I'll let you get to that. Thank you so much for being on the show, sir.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
And for more info on Hoag Hospital and some great health tips, please visit hoaghospital.org. You can listen to a podcast of this show anytime you like or share it with a friend. It's very important free information you can carry with you. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Thanks so very much for listening. Have an excellent day and a great weekend. Bye-bye.